Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of AbbVie, ticker ABBV, a heavyweight in the pharmaceutical space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to future growth prospects. Let's get started. All right, let's set the stage. AbbVie is a name most of you probably recognize, especially if you're into healthcare stocks. They're a global leader in biopharmaceuticals, known for blockbuster drugs like Humira, which has been a cash cow for years. But there's a lot more to this company than just one drug, and we're going to unpack it all. Revenue streams, earnings performance, valuation, and more. Whether you're a long-term investor or just curious about the recent buzz around their stock, I've got you covered. So who exactly is AbbVie? Founded in 2012 as a spin-off from Abbott Laboratories, AbbVie is headquartered in North Chicago, Illinois, and employs around 55,000 people worldwide. They focus on discovering, developing, and selling pharmaceuticals across areas like immunology, oncology, neuroscience, and aesthetics. Their portfolio is diverse, with heavy hitters like Skyrizi and Rinvoq stepping up as Humira faces patent cliffs and biosimilar competition. They're not just resting on past successes. They've got a robust pipeline and a knack for strategic acquisitions to keep the growth engine running. Let's talk numbers, starting with revenue. In 2024, AbbVie reported total sales of $56.33 billion, a solid figure that shows they're still growing despite challenges. Breaking it down by product, Skyrizi led the charge with $11.72 billion in sales, followed by Humira at $8.899 billion, still a major contributor even as it declines. Rinvoq brought in $5.97 billion, showing strong growth in immunology. Other notable performers include Botox Therapeutic and Cosmetic at a combined $6 billion and Vraylar in neuroscience at $3.27 billion. Geographically, the U.S. dominates with $43.33 billion in revenue, while international markets like Germany and Japan contribute significantly to the remaining $13.31 billion. This diversification across products and regions is key to their stability. But the reliance on a few big drugs does raise some questions about future growth if competition heats up. Now let's dive into their earnings performance. For Q4 2025, AbbVie reported sales of $16.62 billion, beating consensus estimates of $16.42 billion. Their full-year 2025 revenue hit $61.16 billion, up from $56.33 billion in 2024, showing solid top-line growth. However, net income for 2025 came in at $4.23 billion, down from $4.28 billion the prior year, with EPS at 2.30 compared to 4. This dip reflects some margin pressures and higher expenses, likely tied to R&D and marketing for newer drugs. Looking at recent reports, their immunology portfolio, especially Skyrizi and Rinvoq, continues to drive growth, offsetting Humira's decline. Management's guidance for 2026 is optimistic, projecting EPS between $14.37 and $14.57, a roughly 13% increase over expectations. That's a strong signal they're confident in their pipeline and operational efficiency. Diving deeper into what management has been saying, their commentary from the latest earnings call highlights a strategic focus on long-term growth. They emphasize the performance of their immunology drugs, with Skyrizi and Rinvoq expected to hit a combined $38 billion in sales by 2030. They also noted improved efficiency in operations, which should help margins over time. The tone was forward-looking, with a clear plan to diversify beyond immunology into areas like oncology and neuroscience. This aligns with their historical ability to pivot and adapt, which is a good sign for investors worried about Humira's fading dominance. Let's take a closer look at AbbVie's financial health through their statements. On the balance sheet for 2024, they're sitting on $5.22 billion in cash, with total assets of $135.16 billion. However, total liabilities stand at a hefty $131.8 billion, leading to a stockholder equity of just $3.33 billion. That high debt-equity ratio of negative 26 is a red flag. It shows heavy leverage, likely from acquisitions and dividend commitments. Moving to cash flows, operating cash flow for 2024 was strong at $18.81 billion, and free cash flow came in at $17.83 billion, giving them room to reinvest and pay that juicy dividend. Their current ratio of 0.72 and quick ratio of 0.6 suggest liquidity could be tighter if short-term obligations pile up. Profitability metrics show a gross margin of 73.3%, which is excellent, but a net profit margin of just 6.9% indicates they're spending a lot to maintain growth. Return on equity is high at 880%, but that's skewed by the low equity base due to debt. Overall, the financials paint a picture of a company with strong cash generation, but a balance sheet that needs careful watching. So is AbbVie priced right? At a current stock price of $223.43, their market cap sits at $394.9 billionaires. The trailing PE ratio is a lofty 94.113, which seems expensive compared to the industry average of around 25.4 for drug manufacturers. However, the forward PE for 2026 is much more reasonable at 15.19, dropping further to 11.29 by 2030, suggesting the market expects significant earnings growth. Their price-to-sales ratio of 6.46 is on the higher side, reflecting confidence in revenue stability. Dividend yield is attractive at 2.98%, especially for income-focused investors, backed by a consistent payout history with a last dividend of $6.65. Enterprise value is $458 billion, factoring in that heavy debt load. Comparing this to peers, AbbVie's valuation looks stretched on current earnings, but the forward metrics and dividend make it tempting if you believe in their growth story. Let's break down AbbVie's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to get a holistic view. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is robust, with consistent revenue growth driven by a diversified portfolio. Skyrizi and Rinvoq are proving to be major winners, and their global presence across key markets adds resilience. On the flip side, weaknesses include heavy reliance on a few blockbuster drugs, and that concerning debt load, any misstep in revenue could strain their balance sheet. Opportunities are exciting, especially with their pipeline in immunology and oncology, plus potential for acquisitions to bolster growth. Management's projection of high single-digit revenue CAGR through the decade is promising. Threats, though, are real. Patent expirations, biosimilar competition for Humira, and regulatory pressures could dent margins. It's a mixed bag, but their ability to innovate will be key. Looking at recent stock performance, AbbVie's chart tells an interesting story. Over the past week, the stock is up 1.32%, and over 6 months, it's gained a solid 13.82%. The one-year return is 15.78%, and if you zoom out to 5 years, it's an impressive 109.13%. That's outperformed many in the healthcare sector, which has returned 33.54% over the same one-year period. However, there was a post-earnings dip in February 2026 despite strong results, likely due to mixed reactions to Rinvoq and oncology sales missing some expectations. Technically, the stock looks like it's in a consolidation phase, could be a buying opportunity if it holds key support levels around $210. Short-term, momentum seems positive, but keep an eye on broader market sentiment in healthcare. Wrapping it all up, AbbVie is a complex but compelling investment case. They've got a strong portfolio with growth drivers like Skyrizi and Rinvoq, and their dividend yield is a nice bonus for income seekers. However, the high debt and reliance on a few key drugs mean there's risk if execution falters. Valuation-wise, the forward PE suggests potential upside if they hit their growth targets, but the current PE might give pause to value investors. My take? AbbVie is a solid long-term hold for those who believe in their pipeline, especially at dips like the recent one. But you've got to weigh that debt against their cash flow strength. What do you think, bullish or bearish on ABBV? Drop your thoughts in the comments, smash that like button if you found this helpful, and subscribe for more deep dives like this. I'll catch you in the next one.